This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Uber, when required to, by a $150 per car permit fee for its self-driving vehicle test in California, moved the test to Arizona rather than comply, since it would have required reporting accidents. The kafala, or sponsorship system used by Gulf of Arabia countries, ties migrant workers to their employers. They cannot switch jobs or leave the country without permission of their employers, leaving wages 27% lower than if there were competition. The Obama administration allowed the United Nations Security Council to adopt a resolution that condemned Israeli settlement construction. The administration's decision not to veto the measure broke a longstanding American tradition of serving as Israel's sturdiest diplomatic shield. Applause broke out in the 15-member Security Council's chambers following the vote on the measure, which passed 14-0 with the United States abstaining. Voting data indicates that it wasn't turnout. Trump won 19% of white voters without a degree who approved of Obama's performance, including 8% of those who strongly approved of Obama's performance, and 10% of white working class voters who wanted to continue Obama's policies. Trump won 20% of self-identified liberal white working class voters, according to the exit polls, and 38% of those who wanted policies that were more liberal than Obama's. The U.S. population grew by less than 1%, the smallest expansion in 80 years. 77% of the people eligible for coverage under the Affordable Care exchanges can find policies for $100 a month or less. Water rates in Bayonne, New Jersey, have risen nearly 28% since Kohlberg Kravis Roberts, one of Wall Street's most storied private equity firms, teamed up with another company to manage the city's water system in Bayonne. City officials also promised residents a four-year rate freeze that never materialized. People are falling so far behind on their bills that the city is placing more liens against their homes, which can eventually lead to foreclosures. Both the president-elect and his son are dismantling their private foundations because of potential conflict when Trump takes office. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.